Do you think Pinky'll miss her?
No, she'll have other things on her mind. She'll be on her honeymoon soon.
Now then, hang them somewhere cool and draughty for a few hours, the man said.
Yeah, spare bedroom, that's cool.
It's not draughty.
It will be when I take the door off.
Hello, Sandy Margot. What a lovely oh, my God. What have you got on your kitchen table?
Miss Mountshaft. That'll teach her to throw you out of the music society.
I resigned, Barbara. Now, what is it?
In a word, Perky.
One of your pigs? You mean you've killed one of your pigs?
Yes, we have.
You baffle me. You really do. For month after month, you cosset the animal and treat it like gold, and then quite calmly kill it.
Well, Margaret was always going to end up as grub.
They're not pets.
Barbara, you'll forgive me for saying this, but I am appalled by this ice-cool, even Nazi-like attitude to killing things that has crept into your nature of late.
Oh, don't be silly, Margot. As a matter of fact, I had a good weep when we said goodbye to Perky. So did Tom.
I did not. I had something in my eye. Oh, you were upset? Of course you were. But you see, Margot, in the final analysis, self-sufficiency is about being practical. And this is being practical.
If you say so, Tom.
I do.
Then answer me a practical question.
What?
Why is one half of your pig a sheep?
Get a split personality.
Now,